It's called Hitsville, USA, the little house on West Grand Boulevard in Detroit that Berry Gordy Jr. bought as a home for his new record company, the one that grew up to become the legendary Motown. These days, Hitsville is a museum dedicated to sharing the Motown magic with fans who come from all around the world. One such fan was in Detroit one Sunday in July 2011. And before he performed for 37,854 fans at Comerica Park, Sir Paul McCartney had a request to visit Hitsville. That visit led to McCartney's adopting the battered old piano he saw in Studio A and paying to have it meticulously restored by Steinway. More than a year later, the piano is restored, it's ready to play those Motown sounds again, and it will do exactly that at a charity concert Sir Paul is putting on next week in New York before shipping the piano back to Detroit. Robin Terry of the Motown Museum joins us now. Robin, I want you to start by taking us back to July 2011. Sir Paul McCartney is going to play this huge gig at Comerica Park, but first he wants to take a field trip. Why did he want to visit Hitsville?
Well, I think that's a question that you have to ask him. But based on some of the quotes, obviously the Motown music has played an important part not only in the music that was created by the Beatles, but just, you know, both of these musical legacies had tremendous impact on one another and on American culture. And so to be this close to it, he had to come and see it. And, you know, the experience for him, I think, was one of nostalgia. It was something that took him back to even his own childhood. There was a point in his tour where he stumbled on a photo of a very young Paul McCartney with Berry Gordy Sr. and several of Motown founder Berry Gordy, three of his children. And he paused at that photo because it had to be like early, or probably around the late 60s, and he paused at that photo and really just became teary-eyed over it. I think it was just sort of, you know, that going back to how life was at that time and how simple it was and how moved he was that at that time there he was with Motown founder Berry Gordy's father and children. And then beyond that, I think just the whole experience. You know, he referred to Hitsville as the Holy Grail when he left. And I think there's something about being in that space that's just magical because you're literally standing in the footsteps of these tremendous artists and this incredible talent that all came out of this one little stable, this one house called Hitsville, USA.
So when did the Motown Museum hear that he had taken an interest in the piano, in that old piano
that
he saw?
It was almost immediately. I mean, Mr. McCartney had his performance that evening and then called back within a day himself to say that he wanted to do something for the museum. And while taking his tour, he wanted to play that particular piano. And it was out of tune. It was not in any condition to be played. And so that was the contribution he wanted to make. He said it would be great if that piano could be restored to recording quality. And, you know, sure, he said, would you accept this gift? And we said, absolutely. And that began this wonderful journey and this wonderful partnership with Steinway and Sons out of New York. The piano was moved. They put in a temporary piano. And the piano has been there for now a little over a year, being fully restored.
Wow. Tell us a little about this piano, Robin. What kind of piano, and where was it used? What's its history?
It's a wonderful piano, and I have to tell you, you know, maybe the best part of this whole process has really been getting to know this piano better. I mean, really, it's this piano was built in 1877, and we've traveled to Steinway, and we've seen the books that they have there at Steinway, and it's, you know, handwritten when this piano was purchased in 1877, and you see that it's, you know, signed off on, it leaves the Steinway facility, and then it makes its journey wherever, it makes its journey for some time, and then it starts making its way back in this direction and is acquired by the company Golden World Records. and their studios became known as Motown Studio B. And so that's kind of how it became part of the Motown family of instruments. And so you had music being made Studio A, Studio B, and this piano just became part of that process. There's actually some wonderful stories as we've researched this piano and its journey with Motown. There's just some wonderful stories about musicians like Earl Van Dyke playing this piano. And this particular piano had a reputation for not staying tuned.
So and it had a personality.
Yeah, it did. And there's a great story that one of our engineers was telling me about, you know, how Earl Van Dyke at one point got really frustrated with this piano. And he said, you know, this piano's going to take a major restoration to ever be in good, solid recording condition. And here we are all these years later, and it's finally getting that restoration.
And the big celebration, the piano's coming out party, is September 18th, next week. What's going to happen and who's going to be there? Obviously, Sir Paul McCartney.
Well, we are thrilled that Sir Paul McCartney not only took an interest and shares all of our love for Motown and Motown legacy, and then partnered with Steinway, and together they have restored this piano. And so he agreed, along with Motown founder Berry Gordy, to host a small, you know, group of friends and patrons at Steinway Hall in New York on the 18th, and that's what they're going to do.
Robin, you're the grandniece of Berry Gordy. You're the granddaughter of Esther Gordy Edwards, who founded the Motown Museum. I want to talk about your sense of perhaps family pride in your ties to the museum. When you walk around that museum, where does your mind go?
Oh, wow. When I walk around the museum, it's one of those things. Today I feel an enormous amount of pride in what my grandmother did, Esther Gordy Edwards, to preserve this history. You know, you talk to people like Smokey Robinson and Stevie Wonder, and they talk about how, as young artists, you know, coming up in the industry, they had no idea that they were creating history. You can talk to any of the artists or musicians. They had no idea they were creating history. They were doing what they loved to do, and that was make music. And to think that my grandmother somehow understood that what they were doing in 1959, 60s, early 70s, and then even on, you know, to California, but what they did here in Detroit, that somehow that would someday be important for someone else to know, or that someday that might inspire somebody else, that gives me great pride. Just the fact that I am the person who's able to sort of keep that flame going, keep that torch lit, it's an enormous sense of pride.
Robin Terry, have a fun time in New York with Sir Paul McCartney on the 18th, and thank you so much for talking with us on Stateside today.
Oh, I thank you.